back here at NAFB 2021 here at the FMC booth. Gail Stratman's with us. Gail, you might tell our listeners more about your background with FMC and just some of the work that you do.
So I'm the Regional Tech Service Manager. So I manage a group of agronomists across what we call the Heartland, which is essentially the Midwest and the Northern Plains. And so our job is to provide product support and agronomic and technical knowledge to our sales teams and their customers, retailers, and growers throughout the Midwest. So try to stay up on the latest technologies as well as provide that technical product knowledge on our own products as we bring those into the marketplace.
Let's hit on Xyway brand fungicides. Tell our listeners more about this.
So Xyway fungicides are products that we brought to the market in 2021. They are an at-plant fungicide that you put down, again, at planting time, and you can put that, near the seed. And then as the plant grows, it picks it up by the roots. It's highly systemic, long residual, and gives us foliar disease protection throughout the season from an at-plant fungicide. Very similar to what you might do with an airplane in your foliar fungicide in, say, July and August. This will do from an at-plant planting time product that you can put down. And because of the chemical and physical properties of it, it allows it to move up through the plant, allows that plant to essentially distribute it throughout the foliage, and gives us, foliar disease protection on things like gray leaf spot, northern corn leaf blight, as well as suppression of those stalk rot diseases like anthracnose and the Fusarium crown rot diseases that cause a lot of standability problems. So we've seen a tremendous amount of interest in growers with this product last year. We had it on approximately a million and a quarter acres last year. So excellent response, excellent use out of the product in 2021 and some phenomenal results. We're getting yield results back that on average are in that 8 to 15 bushel an acre yield increase. We're getting a lot of reports where those yield increases or yield improvements are north of 20 bushel to the acre. So excellent response, excellent use of the product this last year. We're going to, anytime you bring a new product out, you learn a few things that first year. We're updating our recommendations a little bit for 2022, I should say, to make that product even better. Some of those include maybe moving that product off of the seed a little bit. Instead of having it directly in contact with the seed, we're going to take that product and recommend that growers, put it off to the side a little bit in a 2x2 or, out the back. And that's just in order to, get the same performance out of it, but also, get a better result out of it in the fact that we don't affect emergence at all. We don't, impact any sort of evenness of that stand. Get that crop up out of the ground, let the roots pick it up, and then we really see outstanding control out of this product throughout the season. So tremendous results in 2021, looking for better things in 2022.
How big of a market is Iowa for you guys?
Iowa's been a very, very good product, very good state for us in the Xyway response. Growers are always looking for new opportunities to push that yield envelope, and Xyway shows the potential to really be able to do that. We get that season-long disease protection. Having that disease control in the plant from the time that corn comes out of the ground all the way through, black layer has been really important. And as growers start to see push those populations higher, they start to push that yield envelope, they're looking for those opportunities to keep that corn healthier, to keep that photosynthetic activity really churning throughout the season to pack in those bushels. And so Xyway has been really of high interest in Iowa, and I think it will continue to be. We're seeing more diseases come in like tar spot, and that's really on growers' mind going forward, and how are we going to manage that disease? Well, that disease is a disease that's later in the season, and so it's really difficult to handle that with a single foliar application. Xyway allows us to control those earlier diseases like gray leaf spot, northern corn leaf blight, so growers can then focus that foliar application on that proper timing for a tar spot. And so I think Xyway becomes a really critical part in that disease management program.
Gail, great stuff. How can our listeners get more information on Xyway?
Well, they can contact their local FMC Star retailer, or they can go to our website at ag.fmc.com and get more information.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.